我们继续来看啊，这个教牧人员的品德第一个单元诚实啊。
We just finished with the first point, which is honesty.
那么诚实就是在语言上啊，心口一致啊。
And to be honest is to be honest in word as well as in what you're thinking.
话讲出去就是算话啊。
The moment when you say something, you mean something.
这个要守信用。
You have to keep your words.
那么在工作上要负责任。
You must be responsible with your work.
神拣选这个管家要求的就是忠心。
When God has chosen his overseer of the church, he wants them to be faithful.
忠心就是忠于工作。
A person who is loyal shows faithfulness to his work.
忠于神的话。
Shows faithfulness to God's word.
不加添，不减少。
And he does not add anything extra or take anything away.
也不要曲解神的话。
And he does not twist around the words of God.
也不偏左偏右。
He does not sway to the right or sway to the left.
就是说，对就是对，不对就是不对。
That is to say, let your yes be yes and your no be no.
这个事情就是要以真理为标准。
Everything you must use truth as the standard.
工作既然交给我们了。
If God has entrusted his work on us,
就要负责任。
Then we must be responsible.
虽然这个工作很艰难。
Although the work is hard,
很痛苦的要完成。
And we have to work on it with much suffering.
但是既然交给我们。
But since God has already given this work to us,
我们不可以推卸责任。
We must not be irresponsible.
想办法就是牺牲生命也要去完成的。
And we must try our best even to the point of sacrificing our life to complete his work.
所以当这个工作交给我们，但是呢，这个做错事违背真理的这个人又是我们的亲人。
And if God has given us this work, and we know that the person who has gone against the truth is our closest relatives or family members,
那你应该站在真理的立场来处理。
And even though this person is closely related to you, you still have to stand firm in truth.
不是站在亲情的立场来处理的。
And not on, you cannot stand on your ties with them.
因为我们负担这个工作是对神负责的。
Because the work of salvation is to be responsible to God.
所以圣经记载说，神要管家忠心。
Therefore, in the Bible it says that God want his caretaker of the church to be honest.
请看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章第一节和第二节。
Verse 1 to 2.
这里记载说做执事啊，神我们啊教牧人员啊做执事也一种管家。
Here it says that to be a deacon is also to be a caretaker.
那这里保罗说他是基督的执事。
Here Paul says that he is a steward of Christ.
这个不是单指着那是教会被安立的执事。
And this does not only refer to the deacons, the stewards that's being ordained by church.
是指着神的仆人服侍神的工作人员。
But rather, is the one that who's serving God.
所以这个就是管家。
And this person, is a caretaker of the church.
所求于管家是要他有忠心。
And to be a steward of this church, the person has to be faithful.
所以管家是管我们自己从神那里领受来的恩赐的管理得好，也一种管家。
And to take care of what God has given us, then we ourselves is also the caretaker of the church.
好像保罗有这样讲。
Just like what Paul has said.
他有权柄。
He said that he has power.
但是这个权柄是为了要造就人。
He has authority, but the authority is to edify others.
权柄不是要败坏人。
The authority that he has is not to stumble others.
不要滥用这个神给我们的这个权柄。
And we should not abuse this authority that God has given us.
这个就是对这个自己啊，这个职分啊，这个恩赐一个管理管家。
And this is a person who is responsible over his gift, which is being a caretaker of the church.
好像比如说我会啊，这个有这个医病赶鬼的恩赐来讲。
For example, if I have this gift of healing the sick and casting out the demons.
啊，有这个工作我要去做。
And if there's a work that I need to go ahead and do it.
但是每一次我去做完成了，我要红包。
And if every time when I finish the task, I would demand for money.
这个叫滥用权柄。
Then in that case, you're abusing your talent.
因为这个权柄是神给你的，不是你有这个权柄。
Because you should know that the authority to heal and cast out demon, this is authority that God has given to you.
所以说，有权柄，也做一个忠心的管家。
Therefore, not only you should have authority, you should always be faithful as a steward of Christ.
教会，你负责哪一部分，你要把它管理得好，就是管家。
In your area of responsibility, you must be responsible.
你这个这一班的小朋友交给你，你就是这一班的管家。
And if this class of children is entrusted into your hand, then you are responsible for the children's growth.
在小事上的工作，你有负责。
If you are responsible over little matter,
这就是你就是诚实了。
That means you are honest.
你叫小事上平常试验，然后神会再加重你的责任。
And God will train you from the little matter, and then He will keep adding on the responsibility.
所以教要案例长老执事或者选一个工人，都是看他平常累积下来是不是诚实，是不是忠心。
So when the church is to ordain any elders or deacons, then it is through the daily examinations of whether the person is honest.
这样值得神重用。
If this person is honest, then the person will be used by God.
比如说安排做翻译，安排会前领诗。
For example, a person who is being arranged to conduct the hymn before the service.
或者领会。
Or to conduct the service,
或者接待
or to be the usher,
或者炊事
or to be cooking,
任何工作
whatever work you do,
或者安排你一个区域的访问人员
or you are in charge of an area to be responsible for visitations.
你是不是有负责任？
You must also tell whether you are responsible.
这个就是管家。
And then, if you are, then you are actually taking on the role of being a steward, to be an honest steward.
那么，如果安排了，常常说我忘记了。
And every time when you're being arranged to take on certain work, and you may be forgetful.
有时候当然是有时候这个事情呢会意外的堵车啦，时间来不及也会。
Of course, sometimes we may meet with unforeseen difficulty. For example, our car breakdown.
有时有事情要事先通知和人家调整一调换一下。
If you can foresee some difficulty, then you must prearrange your work schedule.
但是如果是满不在乎的,
but if you do not take it seriously,
安排表示你安排的事, 那我要不要, 我在心里, 我不讲出来。
And if you are arranged to do certain work in church, even though if you're not willing, you will not even to say express your concern.
如果这样子呢, 就不是负责任的人。
And if that's the soul, then you're not being responsible.
也不是诚实的。
And you're not being honest to God.
诚实呢, 在时间方面, 诚实。
And if you're honest to God, you're honest with your time.
比如说,
For example, if you have already arranged a certain time to meet your friend, then you must be punctual.
如果常常想我慢一点没有关系, 让人家在等候我,
always if you think that it's okay if I'm late for a couple of minutes and it doesn't bother the person who's waiting for you,
你要去体会你等候别人那种心情到底会感觉怎么样。
And perhaps one day you should experience yourself, what is it like to wait for others?
就成为人家讨厌的人。
Then slowly, you will be a person that causes much irritations to others.
人家会对你的人格打折扣。
And your character will not be seen as good to the eyes of others.
所以一般的大人物喜欢迟到了。
A lot of time we see very important people, the VIP, they like to be late.
你说为什么?
Why do you think that they will always come to a certain function
being
late?
要餐厅吃饭, 啊, 七点, 啊, 开饭。
Oftentimes, we hear about if the function starts at 7 p.m.
他绝对不会七点以前来的。
And this VIP, they will not come at 7 punctually.
他在7点15以后才来。
They will come, say, 15 minutes later.
人家都在吃饭,都差不多人都整齐了。
Everybody will be sitting and waiting and starting their meal.
他突然间出现来了。
And then, this very important person will come.
这种人是要炫耀他个人的存在。
This person wanting other people to wait is to boast of his presence.
让人看到他, 大家都认识他。
So when he comes in, after when everybody has settled down, then he will gain a lot of attention.
有时候他人还没有到。
Sometime before this very important person come,
故意的叫他的部属在那个餐厅打电话给他。
And he will arrange for some people to call him.
或者故意的就是说要找某某董事长。
And or arrange for people to call him, giving a title saying that he's the director of something.
这个广告免费。广告免费啊。
And this is like giving an advertisement, a free advertisement to the whole world.
哦，那个餐厅一直广播某某公司董事长，某某人。
And this kind of thing is quite common, where the restaurant will go around announcing director of so-and-so, your phone call is waiting.
这个就是说一个世界上这个知名度的人喜欢这样。
And this is kind of a worldly trick that those famous people would like to take on.
要人家等他。
They want people to recognize him.
这都是叫做大人物啊。
And these are what we call the VIP.
但是基督徒不是这样。
But we know as Christian, we should not be like this.
基督徒你说七点, 起码你就七点以前已经到场。
If we set a time, if it's arranged with people at 7 o'clock, then we must at least come, say, 5 minutes earlier before 7.
我们说11点聚会。
And we, if we have arranged for 11 o'clock to start our service in the morning,
起码你15分钟以前已经到会堂。
And you must at least come to church 15 minutes earlier.
有个心理准备。
So you have a heart to prepare.
你经验看看。
And just try this for a period of time.
如果你迟到, 你的心砰砰跳跳。
If you are late, and you will probably rush into the service,
安静不下来。
And you cannot be quiet.
如果你提前十几分钟到,
But if you were to come to the service couple of minutes earlier,
心很安静。
Then you will find yourself very restful.
所以大家能够不要让人家等，都是能比别人早一点。
Therefore, we must be responsible. We don't want people to wait for us, but we must
你没有提前,
be earlier.
最起码也不迟到。
If you don't want to be early, at least you shouldn't be late.
那这个就是对时间遵守，就是诚实的表现。
Then this person who treasure time is honest to God.
那一般的人呢？
Commonly,
就是说，啊，做我。他说十一点做礼拜，我十一点十五都在才开始嘛，那明天还可以十一点半。
Since if the service starts at 11 o'clock, it doesn't matter if I come at 11:15.
所以我们领事的人，我们这个啊讲道的人，一定准时。
The person who is leading the service, speaking the sermon or the conducting the hymn, you must be here earlier or punctual.
起码也提醒那些迟到，明天来早一点。我们今天来了已经迟到了。
And also you can try to remind those people who are often late to come on time.
所以说从小事上表现诚实。
Therefore, from little matter, you must show that you're honest.
对工作不推卸。
That you must be responsible with your work.
不懒惰。
And not lazy.
负责到底。
You must be responsible till the end.
这个就是说一个工人啊灵修啊，要来努力的。
And these are the area, worker of God should strive for.
往往啊，我们在说谎都不知道。
Sometimes even when we are telling lies, we are not aware.
比如说，有人打电话进来了。
For example, if somebody call.
那么明明妈妈在家。
And although the mother is at home,
那小孩子接电话，你妈妈摇手告诉他，不在不在。
The kids will pick up the phone, but then the mother will wave to the kids, say, "No, I'm not home." Tell the kids that she's not in.
那小朋友很诚实啊，妈妈说她不在。
And sometimes the kid will say that my mom says that she's not at home.
小朋友很诚实。
We all know that little children are very honest.
所以往往啊，我们自己教坏了啊下一代。
So sometimes through our body language, we have taught the wrong thing to our children.
小孩很诚实，你还骂他笨，很笨。
Sometimes if the child are being honest, but you would probably rebuke the child for being stupid.
变成说撒谎才是聪明。
And in other words, you are indirectly saying that if lying itself is being wise.
所以实实在在，实实在在。
Therefore, you must be honest in your words.
那么对对不对啊？就是说这个工作应该去做，你就不要怕。
If you're given a work, you should not be afraid.
就是该做的要去做。
Whatever you need to do, you should do.
第二点就是讲仁爱。
Secondly, the next virtue that you should strive for is love.
这个爱有关乎爱他的这个今生肉体目前的事情啊。
This love will include the love of his physical need.
也有爱他的灵魂。
And the love of his soul.
那因为爱他的灵魂。
Because of this love of his soul.
就也要去关心他的肉体上的需求。
Because of your love of his soul, you also show your need over his daily physical
need. 好像主耶稣啊，在看到很多人要来听道。
For example, the Lord, he saw many people coming to listen to his teaching.
他动了慈心，讲道给他们听。
And out of compassion, he spoke to the multitude.
那有时候他们听那一整天叫门徒说你们要给他吃。
And sometimes those people will be listening to his teaching for the whole day. Jesus would instruct his disciple to give them something to eat.
而圣经常常记载说主耶稣传天国的福音。
The Bible always says that Jesus is preaching the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
接着一句话就医病赶鬼。
And after that, he will heal the sick and cast out the demon.
所以我们教会是属灵的教会，关乎爱这个灵魂的事。
Our church is a spiritual church, and we care about saving the soul of man.
那也要关心他目前的问题所在，替他解决。
But we also must care about his immediate need and help to solve his problem.
是这样才不会说爱只有在嘴巴而已。
Therefore, our lips, our love is not just a lip service.
所以我们的目标就是爱他的灵魂达到得救。
Our goal is for his soul to be safe.
好像保罗呢，为那个得救的人那万民呢，他的亲人得救很着急。
We know that Apostle Paul, he is very anxious about the soul of the unsaved.
有时候因为要救他的灵魂呢，就是要会财会力。
Sometimes for the sake of saving the soul of others, he has to give up not only his time and also his wealth.
也要替他祷告。
Not only he has to pray for them,
常常去看他。
And always go see them.
有时候他软弱。
Sometimes if he is weak,
你要站在他立场成为软弱的人。
And you have to be weak like him who is weak.
你像什么人，你就体贴他，怎么要得到他。
And if you want to be like him in order to win over him.
主耶稣为了爱我们人类，就愿意他牺牲他的生命给我们。
Our Lord Jesus, in order to show his love for a man, he sacrificed his life.
那保罗他说他好像父母一样。
And Paul, he said that he's almost like a parent.
甘心乐意的为儿女来劳苦会财会力。
And he's willing to toil like parents for the children, giving up his time and money.
他说他为了以弗所教常常流泪祷告。
And he says that he always tears in his prayer for the church in Ephesus.
这个都是为他的灵魂。
All this is because he wants their soul to be safe.
他又交代说要纪念主耶稣的话，就是说要这个施比受更有福。
And he always remind Jesus' word, telling the people that blessed are those who give than receive.
就是说你要纪念那些穷人。
In other words, you must remember the people who are poor.
不过现在现在那个穷人你要帮助穷人也不多了。
Today.It is, we cannot find many poor people around us.
有一次我去到一个教会那个一个负责人告诉我。
Once I was at a particular church, there was a brother in charge that said this to me.
他说我们以前每年这个要过年都是要募捐在帮助那些贫穷的人。
He says that every year we'll get some donation or offering to help the poor people.
那么我们这个信徒名簿一直换都找不到一家需要帮助的。
And today, we will look down the list of the members in the church. There is not even a family that we that needs help or money.
我告诉他。
Then I said to him.
我说你在这里的信徒名簿找不到。
I said to him that you may not find any needy one in this church.
你跑到这个信徒名以外去找啊。
But if you were to go beyond all the names of this church,
有两点。
There are two points.
信徒名簿你这里找不到，别的地方也有需要的人。
The needs or probably beyond the needy one of this church.
另外，再范围再扩大一点，那未信的百姓很多。
And there are a lot of people who has not been believer. They are very needy.
所以现在呢，这个有的教会呢，就每年有预算一些款项。
At present, in some church.They will set aside some money from the offering.
我们这个爱不要只有爱我们教会自己的人而已。
We must not just love restrict our love to the members of this church.
圣经告诉我们要爱众人。
The Bible says that we have to love all mankind.
当然我们信徒要爱。
Of course, we must love one another in our church.
要扩大万民的，我们都要爱。
We have expand our love beyond this church to all the people of the nations.
我们的目标就是传福音。
Our goal is to spread the gospel.
我们的目标就是要救人。
Our goal is to save the soul of others.
好像说我们的爱不要只有爱在中国人。
And our love should not just show to just the Chinese race.
世界上问凡是他叫做人都是我们要爱的。
As long as they are human, we must show our love to everyone.
很多需要的人。
There are many needy people.
所以感谢主啊，最近这几年来如果说要奉献帮助非洲的工作或者帮助印度，很多人奉献。
And I thank God that in recent year, whenever there's announcement we made to help out the members or in Africa or India, there are a lot of people who pour in their offering.
所以非洲、印度的工作是专款专用。
And there are special funds set aside for African ministry and the Indian ministry.
那我们这个爱方法很多。
There are many ways we can show our love.
我们要为了这个传福音来铺路 来造道路。
And one way is to pave the way for evangelical work.
比如说先用我们的家庭作为传福音的祭典。
For example, using our family to be a place to spread the gospel.
要先做敦亲睦邻的工作。
That is to preach to our neighbors.
和我们的邻居建立美好的关系。
First, we must have a good relationship with our neighbors.
对我们的邻居关怀付出这个爱。
To show our love to our neighbors and give our love to them.
以后我们的家庭礼拜你邀请人就才会进来。
And next time if we were to have family service, if we were to invite our neighbors, they will come.
以后我们传福音他才会听。
And if we have good relationship with them, when we preach, they will listen.
那么有的教会就是说预算预备一些钱。
Some church they would set aside a sum of money
一年一次
annually
和那个政府社会局办这个关系社会局这种关系去调查这个我们教会户这个区域里头有那个登记有案的穷人
annually there was goout to see if there's any charitable organizations that would give them a list of poor people.
那么我们就会派人员和那个官员一起在当地的那个里长和村长和那个当地的去陪着去看这穷人。
And then they will arrange for people to go and visit all the needy ones, the poor people in the area.
去慰问他们。
To visit and ask about his well-being.
这个也是为了福音的缘故。
And this is also for the sake of spreading the gospel.
你不必讲什么话。
You don't have to say much.
让他知道真耶稣教会关心他们的困苦。
You just need to tell them that the true Jesus Church are very concerned about their difficulties.
另外一种呢
And that's another kind.
就是我们教会的一个范围
There's another way which is just within the vicinity of the church.
以我们教会的这个财力
According to our financial ability.
预算一笔钱
That we can estimate a sum of money.
看给它叫做仁爱基金也可以。
Perhaps we can put aside this money and label it for charitable needs fund.
如果有发生意外事件，政府帮助他还没有办法解决的。
If there is some difficulty or accident that happened that the government cannot see to the need of the people.
不过在西方国家这个社会福利办得比较好。
In the Western society, like in Canada, our social welfare system is very developed.
所以我们就不必花了很多钱。
So as church, we don't have to spend a lot of this kind of money.
只有表示我们教会一点心意。
Sometimes we just have to express our concern.
比如说我们教会作为牧羊的区域里头知道有某一个人发生意外，我们只有买一束花， 教会派人写一个真言书，教会恩哥华教会啊，信徒一同会给他，你不要讲什么话，他会就知道真言书教会的存在啊。
For example, we can just look around our area, the neighborhood of this church, and if we know there's a particular family that is in difficulty, we can just send a bouquet of flowers saying, it is from True Jesus Church that we show our love.
那以后我们的这个在他住院期间，他虽然没有信，我们这个机会，因为我们有前面有一个花圈，后来要去作为桥梁，就好讲话。
So, by doing so, this bouquet of flower has become a bridge for us to spread the gospel in the future.
或者我们住的一个社区啊。
Another is our neighborhood.
那对于社区的关怀。
We must show this sense of community.
如果社区在开会啦。
For example, if there is a meeting in the community.
有机会参与啦。
If we have opportunity to get involved in the community.
我们说可以发现说哪里需要哦，那某某
about particular places where there's electric power that's being shut off.
哪一个地方哦，那个太暗了，那个地方建议装一个路灯。
Or during the meeting, we can say that.That particular area need a street lamp.
啊，社区的人就眼睛亮亮，哎，这又是谁呀？哇，这么关心我们的社区呀！
Then the people in the who are having a meeting in the community will start to look at you at a different light and see you are indeed a person who is very caring about the community.
真耶稣教的信徒就一个印象，关怀社会。
And immediately they will know that this person from True Jesus Church, person who has a sense of community.
所以我们的爱范围要扩大。
Therefore, our need must go beyond this church.
不是只有爱我们信徒而已。
We just shouldn't just show our love just within to our brothers and sisters.
是时常表现我们有那个仁爱的心。
We must always show our love to others.
会代替他解决问题。
That we are there to help to solve her problem.
那么当然呢，对信徒是第一步，最目前最需要的工作。
Of course, to guide the members of the church is the first step and its most important work.
所以我们去做探访工作。
When we are doing visitation work,
你发现这个家庭啊，困难在哪里？
When we see that this problem, in this family.
我们就发现了，就应该替他帮助他怎么解决。
Then the next thing we must see how we can solve the problem for her or him.
我们解决不了，就往上送到执会去。
If we cannot solve this problem, then we have to take it on to the church board.
这个访问才有达到目的。
Then the visitation has indeed reached its goal.
这个才叫做爱。
Then this is what we call love.
有一次啊，这个我担任一个教会。
Once, I was in charge of pastoring a church.
那么总会啊，来了一位长老。
From the General Assembly, they sent an elder.
这个长老啊，一来他就很关心一个老寡妇，七八十岁了。
The moment when this elder come to this church, he show a lot of concern over this very old widow.
他没有子孙。
This old widow, she is about 70, 80 years old. He doesn't have any
因为我这个担任, grandson
or daughters.
我来担任是刚刚来，所以我不熟。
Because I was just newly being arranged to pastor that church, I'm not very familiar with this widow.
我还没有进入了解每一个家庭的需求。
I haven't had the opportunity to look into the need of every family.
那总会这位长老呢，他因为了解这个某某人啊困苦。
But this elder who just been sent, he understand the need of this widow.
所以他来了，就说要我带他去看这位老人家。
Therefore, the moment when this elder came to the church, he wants me to bring him to go see this old widow.
那么他就以身作则，我在他身上学到。
From this elder, I have learned from his life example.
他拿了一张 啊，大概三十多年前的事，拿一张一百块的啊，一百块的。
He in his hand, he had his $100 ante.
去换零钱。
With that $100 ante, he went to exchange some
十张十块的
some coins. Oh, sorry, to break it down to $10.
我正要问，他就给我解释，我还没问他解释。
Before I ask him why, he explained to me.
因为爱会站在别人的立场来想。
If you have love for someone, you put yourself in that person's shoe.
他说啊，老人家他那个脚是绑起来的，那中国人那老人家要绑脚啊。
This old widow, her feet were being bounded.
走路不方便。
It's a kind of Chinese tradition when they
常常买东西要叫小孩替他买。
When their feet was being bound and they cannot walk, with much convenience.
所以他想到这个问题，他说换零钱，他要叫小孩买的话才方便。
This elder has taught that if he breaks down the $100 into $10, then it's easier for her to send other people to buy things for her.
哦，所以由这个就是小动作，我们就了解。
Then from these little things that this elder had done, it let us understand.
爱就是要关心那最需要的人。
That our love is to show to those who are in need.
替这些困难者来解决问题
and to solve the problem for the person in need
啊，经过一段时间
after a period of time
我自己去看这个老人家
I went to see this widow
我发现她躺在床上
I realized that she's lying on the bed
也不能起来开门
she was lying on the bed and she couldn't get up from the bed to go to open the door
她所住的就是住在一个巷里一个不是房间的一个巷啊，一巷。那下雨的时候会落雨啊。
She's not living in a house, but she was living just so, like, somehow like outside, like in a corridor.
是租的一个一多米的钱。
She has rented that area for some money.
我看她受伤。
I saw that she was injured in her hand.
就是因为车祸。
Because she had met with an accident.
来做礼拜回去的时候呢，被那个啊一个车子，就是天主教的神父冲倒了。
When she came for service one, on the way home, she was being hit by a car driven by a father of this Catholic church.
啊，这个神父很有爱心呢，要把她送到他们的医院。
This Catholic father who had hit her show his love and want to send her to hospital.
他告诉他，我不要，我是信耶稣的，所以我要靠神。
She immediately replied to this Catholic saying that I believe in Jesus. I want to depend on God.
那他刚刚冲到不知道痛，他第二天呢不能动。
The moment when he was being hit by the car, she didn't realize the impact, but on the next day, she was very much in pain.
当我发现了，因为他没有亲人啊，我要赶快把他送到医院去。
The moment when I realized this, I want to send her to the hospital.
他说不必要。
But she said no.
他要靠神。
She said that she wanted to depend on God.
那也没有勉强他。
Of course, I did not force her.
好像骨头没有断。
It was a good thing that she did not break her bone.
是外皮受伤。
It was just some bruises on her hand.
既然今天不能动，一定没有吃饭。
If she cannot move or get up from the bed, then she will not have anything to eat.
我问她，你早上吃了没有？
I asked her, do you have any food in the morning?
她说吃饱了。
She said, yes, I had my breakfast.
我怀疑。
Then I start to doubt.
那你吃什么
？I said, what did you eat then?
一块豆腐。
I said I had one tofu.
五毛钱。
50 cents.
叫小孩去替他买的。
I got a little child to buy that tofu for me.
为了吃这五毛钱的豆腐，要一块钱请这个小孩去他买。
In order to get this tofu, which costs $1, he asked his little child to buy for her.
哇，一块豆腐怎么吃得饱呢？
I said, how can she be filled with just one tofu in the morning?
我再追问，那中午你要吃什么？
And then I asked, what do you need to eat in the afternoon for lunch?
她说，我中午已经准备好了。
I said, for my lunch, I already have prepared.
我说你准备什么？
And I asked her, what did you prepare for yourself?
你要吃什么？
I said, what are you going to eat?
一块豆腐。
And she said that I'm going to eat another tofu, bean curd.
我去那个锅子给它打开看，一块豆腐在那边。
So I went and opened the pot. I looked in the pot, there was another bean curd.
早上一块豆腐，中午一块豆腐，怎么能有锅呢？
In the morning, one tofu, in the afternoon, one tofu. It's not enough to fill her stomach.
眼泪都会掉下来。
At that time, when I see all this, I was very much in tears.
赶快，做这个解决问题。
Immediately at that time, I want to solve her problem.
我回来就告诉教会的负责人。
So I came back immediately. I went to the brother in charge.
林阿公，他的祖父啊。过长了啊，那个大龄啊。
Sister Guo's grandparents, grandfather is an elder.
过长了，赶快。
He said, we must be very quick to solve this problem.
钱拿去叫水去买菜。
We must send somebody to go buy something for her to eat.
买米。
Buy some rice.
安排水去烧饭。
Get some people to cook for her.
临时解决就是派人买菜买米，派人去烧饭，给他照顾他。
When we want to solve immediate need, we immediately send people to buy grocery for her, to cook for her, and to see that she is filled.
这只有暂时解决问题。
But however, this is only temporary.
那个时候还没有安老院啊，没有这。
That time, there isn't any senior citizen home.
这发生在1963年。
It happened in 1963.
那么还要长期的淡化。
Of course, this short-term need is met. We have to think of her long-term need.
安息日就宣布了。
So during the Sabbath service, we made an announcement.
我们家有两个老人家。
In our church, we have two old people.
一个男，一个女的。
One brother and one sister.
没有人照顾。
There are nobody who take care of the brothers and sisters.
要靠邻居，邻居的供应。
And we can only depend on the neighbors to look to their needs.
所以每个月。
So every month.
你要帮助的，你要来登记。
If you want to help out this brother and sister, you can come and register.
你拿钱也好，拿米也好。
Whether you want to give your money or give some rice or
grocery, 的第一个礼拜拿来。
You must bring it the first month, first week of the month.
那么帮助他百年货。
Buy also her daily need.
到了他这个事情呢，意思人生结束以后，剩下的钱成为仁爱基金。
We collect the money, and after if all this problem is being solved, the money will be used as a charitable fund.
所以我们教牧伦理呢，就是说，你的爱随时随地要去发现，去解决困难。
Therefore, as a pastoral worker, you must try to solve the problem of others out of love.
主耶稣啊。在传福音的时候
，When Jesus was spreading the gospel，
他问那个瞎眼的求道的他问他，你要我为你做什么
？He asked the blind person， "What do you want me to do for you？"
那么先知也常常说，我可以为你做什么
？And the prophet also always asked the Lord， "What can I do for you？"
所以我们这个人啊，就是要常常想，我能够为你做什么。
As a person, we must always ask the other person, "What can I do for you?"
那这样子才人呢、啊，大家才会有温暖呢、啊。
Therefore, when we live together, then we can feel the warmth.
台中啊，有一位叫做郭顺面长老。
In Taichung, there was one elder, Elder Kuo.
他帮助人呢，不管信主的没有信主的，他帮助很多。
He will help many people, whether a person is a believer or not.
但是他有一天呢，他的长老娘离世了。
他的太太。
太太。
His wife passed away.
有一个年轻人呢，包了一大包的钱呢，来了。
Young man, he came to him with a lot of money.
他说我因为要考上大学没有注册会，你帮助过我。
He said to this elder, when I was trying to register for university and I did not have the money for registration, you helped me at that time.
那我很想把这些钱还给你，那因为你都没有需要这些钱，我没有机会。
For the longest time, I always wanted to return you this money that you have helped me, but I never have this opportunity.
有你的帮助，才有今天我的成就。我现在在某某公司当经理。
It is because of your help, for me at that time that today I have such achievement, that I can find a good job.
所以今天你要把我说这些钱，你这个夫人离世，表达一个心意而已。
And today, I have this money that I've kept all this time. Now your wife has passed away. I would like to show my appreciations.
他这样讲。
And this is what he said.
他说我有没有帮助过你，我不知道。
This elder, he replied, I don't even remember that I helped you before.
我不能收你这些钱。
I cannot accept this money.
啊，就是有了。
Even if I did help you in the past.
我钱有了，你不必还给我。
I have enough money. There's no need for you to return me any money.
那么呢？我希望你把这些钱去帮助和你以前一样那些需要的人。
But rather, I hope that you can keep this money and help those people who are just as in need as you were in the past.
因为他又告诉他，如果以后那个受帮助要还给你，你告诉他再留着去帮助那需要的人。
And in the future, the person you help want to return you the money, you must also tell this person the same thing that he should continue to help the one who needs.
如果社会上大家都想去帮助别人，那这样循环就良好的循环，那社会就大家活得非常温暖，
and、
非常幸福。
This is a society we are living in where everybody wants to help one another. Then we are living in a society of a lot of warmth and happiness.
所以这个仁爱不是一定要用钱来做。
Therefore, this kind of compassionate love is not done out of just because we have money.
有时候用行为的表现帮助一个人度过困难。
But rather, sometimes we can use our deed and action to help a person tie through his difficulty.
我们所做的没有记在心里面。
Sometimes what we do, we should not remember them.
那领受的人感恩一辈子。
If we don't remember them, the person who received from us will always remember their whole life.
我也不知道我做什么。
I did not remember what I have done.
那常常遇到有一个姊妹。
Of the time I met one sister.
她说我对她的儿子，怎么样怎么样。
This sister will always tell me that this is how much she has done for my son.
我也想不起来。
I don't even remember what I have done.
但是根据她怎么讲呢？
But according to what she had said,
她说她的儿子大概国小一年级还是二年级啊。
She said that when the son was about in elementary school, one or two.
还有常常的儿童聚会。
And whenever he were to come for this children's class in church,
有一天呢，被他妈妈是寡妇啊。被他妈妈管教打了。
Once this boy was being rebuked by the mother, and the mother hit him.
这小孩子一哭啊，要跑哪里去投诉这个苦啊
？And the boy started to cry and want to run to somebody and for comfort.
他说跑到教会来，跑到教会来。
And this boy will always run to the church.
那跑到教会来，他说我啊。安慰他，我还拿钱给他坐车回去，我都忘记不知道有没有这回事了。
The sister will say that, whenever the boy will run to church, I will comfort him and give him money to go home.
已经三十年，这个妈妈每次遇到就讲，我说我都没有这个记忆。 他说如果这个小孩当时没有这样，可能也迷失了。
And I don't even remember about this, but this, this old sister will always remind me, if not for what I've done, this child would have been missing.
所以说一个小小的事情，如果你去注意关心周围的你需要帮助的，这个就是仁爱。
And if you have been very observant and helped just little thing of the need of others, then you have shown your compassionate love.
如果我们的一个心呢，就是说我可以为你做些什么。
If we have this heart, always asking ourselves, what can I do for you?
大家有这种啊付出的爱心呢。
And we have this heart where we are always ready to give.
那人生大家过得非常幸福。
Then we're living a life that is full of blessing.
好像主耶稣说，我们要做世上的盐，世上的光。
Just like Jesus said that we have to be the light of this world and salt of this world.
来服务人类，来奉献给人类。
To serve all mankind and to give to all mankind.